Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with the following sponsors.
New car? No problem, because the Bank of Ease is also the bank of great wheels. Like it? Own it. Drive it. With a deal on wheels from Republic Bank, we've got it all. Quick and easy approvals. Reduced equity from as low as 15%. Reduced interest rates from 6.5%. Up to 5 years repayment terms. Now's the best time to get that car because the green light is within sight. At
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Hey, Scratch players, it's here. Our big money instant ticket game where you can win up to $5 million. Yes. For only $2,000 per ticket, you have 28 chances to scratch and win cash prizes instantly. It's so easy to play. Reveal a cash symbol in any of the cash spots and win the prize shown. Match any of your numbers to any of the winning numbers and win the prize shown for that number. Find a money bag symbol and automatically win the prize shown, or find a 10 times symbol and win 10 times the prize shown. Imagine what you could buy with your big money $5 million scratch ticket. So buy a ticket today, and remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
All humans are entrepreneurs. It is coded in our human DNA. And that's why the Small Business Bureau is here to make what's natural a reality, with services tailored to meet the needs of startups or existing businesses, like access to finance, business training, business resource center, business coaching, and many others. Visit the Small Business Bureau, promoting entrepreneurship. Lot 1, La Penitence, Georgetown. Telephone 226-8120.
In our last episode, Unique was shocked when Divine told her that Ryan seemed happier now with Pepper. Later, they both visited the first toil exhibit at the National Museum. Ryan turned up, and he and Divine had a heated argument outside. June visited Cecil and Lucille for lunch, and Lucille mentioned a friend who intended to have her grandson vote for her by proxy. Cecil asked June to explain that process to him, which she did, but with Lucille constantly making snide remarks to Cecil. Right now, Catalina and Mala are on the phone.
We bring the radio to the Mala, tell me a line, man. Peppa and Ignatius' son? Is what do Peppa? And what do he? The little boy is no match for a woman like Peppa. So they started the first oil event. Mercy. Anyway, I gotta go. My son-in-law here to pick me up. Yes, today we bringing home baby. Okay, I'm gonna call you when I reach back. Alright, bye. Hi, Malachi.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, gosh, Malachi, thank you so much for picking me up to take me to the hospital.
It's a family day. Alexis is there already, just waiting on us.
And you get a car seat and everything set up? Nice.
Yes.
Alright, let me go. Let me go and bring my granddaughter home.
Here on 93.1 Real FM.
So Denzel, what happens if, say for example, a blind or incapacitated person goes to vote? I mean, they will need assistance.
Yeah, Auntie Martha. When they go in the polling station, they announce their names and present their ID card.
Then go through the regular voting process.
They're assisted by a polling clerk.
And what happens when it is time to go and put the X?
So they request help. the presiding officer makes the announcement, and then they read from Form 21, which is basically an oath for the blind or incapacitated. They have to swear or affirm it.
And then they are assisted to vote?
Mm-hmm, yep.
Okay. Oh, shoot. Is them?
Not yet, Auntie Myrtle.
Oh, gosh. I can hardly contain myself. I can't wait to see baby Hannah.
I can't believe she's coming home today.
No, a little fighter.
I can text mommy to find out when they're gonna get here.
Yeah, but talking about the blind or incapacitated voter, what if they turn up with a friend?
Then the friend will have to take the oath of a friend of a blind or incapacitated voter.
Nice. Well, I can't believe the elections are next week Monday already.
And I'm so excited about voting, Auntie Myrtle.
Surprisingly though, I have done it so many times in my life. And I am too.
Babes, this information on the Public Accountability and Oversight Committee, really interesting, you know. If for some reason the president has to terminate one of the members, he has to write the nominating organization and the member and give them an opportunity to submit a response. Based on the response, the president can carefully consider it before termination. That's cool, man. Divine?
Yes, Brian. If somebody is terminated from the Public Accountability and Oversight Committee, the organization has to nominate a replacement.
You think anybody in Murundai can be nominated?
I think we got a few people, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. A person can resign from the committee too.
Yeah, they have to give notice in writing to the president.
Yo, president got a lot of responsibility though.
Yeah.
A member of the Public Accountability and Oversight Committee, nominated by a regional democratic council, shall be appointed for a term of 2 years and may be reappointed for a further one term. And any other member nominated by other organization is 3 years.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm surprised you seem so interested in this information about the PAOC.
That was about we country future, babes. I want to be informed about everything that's going on. Babes, what really going on?
What do you mean?
You just been in a mood these past few days.
I'm just tired. I have a very demanding job. It's a lot.
Yeah. But you love it though.
Of course.
And that's all that matters.
Yeah.
You sure is nothing else bothering you?
What else it says here about the Public Accountability and Oversight Committee?
The committee has to elect a chairperson and deputy chairperson. Also, any decision is binding by a majority. Basically, all the procedures and so are determined by the members.
Yes, and they'll be paid.
Nice. Alright, enough of this for now. You can tell me what's really going on.
What do you mean?
You're not yourself, Divine.
Maybe you're just reading too much into it.
I'm not a fool, you know.
I never said you were.
Come on, baby. Tell me what I could do to make it better.
Nothing.
Whoa.
Can I ask you something?
What?
Why are you so interested in the PAOC? Or the oil in general?
Well, I'm thinking about my youth. This is about their future, you know.
And what about your future?
What about it?
What are the plans?
Well, babes, remember we talked about the mining thing?
Yeah, but you haven't done anything about it since.
Don't stress, babes. I can get it together.
You realize that someone like you would never be able to sit on the Public Accountability and Oversight Committee.
Why you say that, babes?
You know what? I have to go.
I thought you were gonna stay.
No. I need some space.
Space?
Bye.
Babes! What just happened?
Mom, are you ready to vote next week?
Yes, I am, Malachi.
You know, I find the voting process interesting in Guyana.
Why you say that?
Well, for one, it's a lot of information about it. Stuff like voting by proxy, having a certificate of employment to vote. One thing I found interesting also is that if a voter does not understand the language, an interpreter may be available, and the person has to swear in the oath of the interpreter.
Oh boy, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, it's fascinating, man.
But what if an interpreter is not there?
Then sign language.
Oh yes, makes sense.
Anyway, we're here. Time to get my baby.
Oh my gosh, Malachi, I can't wait to hold her.
It's time to bring our baby home. right, so hold on, of course we have.
Oh my gosh. Welcome home, baby Hannah.
Hey, little Nisi. Welcome home.
What you had, Auntie Marta?
Well, you would think it is the first time I'm holding a baby. You forgetting I helped to raise you and Denzel.
It's the first time auditing Auntie Myrtle. You just think you was the only person could look after the child.
I just don't want anything to happen to her.
Don't worry, babes. She's in good hands.
Tell her, Malachi.
I think she might be ready for a feed. The nurse told me I should keep trying to get her to latch on. God knows I'm tired pumping the milk.
You didn't get her to latch on this morning?
Yes, but only for a short time.
Might be difficult because she's accustomed to the expressed milk in a bottle.
I ain't giving up. One way or another, I can get her to latch on.
Yes. Look at you, Hannah. What a pretty little girl you are.
She looks just like me.
Yes, beautiful. Just like her mother.
Watch your mouth now. Rude.
Can I hold her?
You sanitize, you have?
Yes. And just to reassure you, I'm going to sanitize it again.
Good.
Is anybody hungry?
Yes. I could do with some food.
Me too.
I could eat as well.
All right. I'm going to go pick up some stuff at the spot up the road.
All right, babes. Thanks, Malachi.
Be back shortly.
My sweet little Hannah baby.
All right, Auntie Myrtle. My turn to hold her now.
Oh gosh, my y'all, don't fight. This child just come home.
And I need to try and nurse her.
She can cry when she hungry, man. You didn't feed her before you left the hospital?
A good while. It's more than 2 hours since she eat.
Oh gosh, she feels so soft and warm.
That's baby feel. Mm-hmm.
And she smells so nice. Hi, Hannah. Is Uncle Denzel. You remember me coming and talk to you at the hospital?
How it feel it, Alexis?
Sometimes it feels like I'm dreaming, Mommy.
You're a woman now, my daughter. Everything you do from now on, she will be looking at you.
Divine?
Hi, Malachi.
What are you doing sitting here all alone?
Just came here to clear my mind.
Where's my cousin?
I left him at the house.
And everything good with you? I hope you don't mind me sitting while I wait for my order.
It's okay.
So, how are things with you and my cousin? I was so busy running up and down to the hospital that we haven't really spent any time together. Baby came home today.
Good for you and Alexis. You should ask Brian about how we're doing.
Something happened?
Look, I got to go. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay. What's up with her? This looks serious.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
This is your law-giving rights. This is your vote and your fights. You better do what is right. Come out and vote now. This is your power, your choice. Vote for whoever you like. Show me your finger when you ink it up.
Ink it up. Ink it up. Ink it up.
Tell everybody.
Ink it up. Ink it up. Ink it up.
You and your crew.
Ink it up. Ink it up. Ink it up.
We wanna see you ink up when you link up.
Ink it up. Don't care who you vote, just vote. Once you're out at that poll, the power of one, let's go. One finger I'm proud to show. Don't be this about nobody. Nobody know.
The power of one, you must understand. This is your voice, your vote.
Ink it up. Ink it up. Ink it up.
Tell everybody.
Ink it up. Ink it up. Ink it up. You and your crew.
Ink it up. Ink it up.
Ink it up.
We wanna see you ink up when you link up.
Ink it up.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Limited, Ghana Lottery Company, Spads Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.